Regional Chief of the British Columbia Assembly of First Nations, BCAFN, Terry TG is cautiously optimistic following the First Nations Major Projects Summit. In the afternoon of Wednesday, July 16 and all day Thursday, July 17, Prime Minister Mark Carney met with First Nation representatives from across the country in Gatineau, K. to discuss Bill C-5, the One Canadian Economy Act. The bill received royal assent on June 26, 2025, less than a month after it was tabled by the federal government on June 6. The provisions of the bill, as well as its rapid progress through Parliament and into law, has been the center of much controversy, especially as it pertains to Indigenous peoples' rights in Canada. "I think it's important to get this legislation right," TG said in an interview with Black Press Media. "As it stands," TG and many other First Nation leaders across Canada feel Bill C-5 falls short of the federal government's commitment to the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, UNDRIP. "What it boils down to is free, prior and informed consent," TG said. Though Carney has said the legislation will help build a stronger Canadian economy while also respecting Indigenous rights, TG said actions speak louder than words. "Without adequate protections, First Nations will bear the burden of this hastily developed, opportunistic plan to fast-track potentially devastating projects over First Nations territories," TG said in a BCAFN press release calling on Canada to stand in unity with First Nations. "In a perfect world, TG would like to see the legislation repealed and brought back to the drawing table. Alternatively, he hopes to at least see amendments made to the legislation." A main concern he raised was the legislation's definition of projects of national interest, for which the federal review and approval process can be streamlined through Bill C-5. He wants to see a definition which includes First Nations aspirations. "We believe reconciliation should be of national interest," TG said. "The infrastructure in First Nation communities, such as housing and drinking water, should also be considered projects of national interest," he said. "All I can see is more public litigation and protests," said the regional chief about what will happen if the One Canadian Economy Act remains unchanged. TG expressed an appreciation for Carney's commitment to being present through the whole summit and taking questions from attending First Nation representatives. "He had aspirations for UNDRIP to be followed," TG said about Carney's vision for Bill C-5. "But, in the end, I think a lot of First Nations in the room, including myself, have trust issues from what has happened," nodding to instances of project development across the country when First Nations have pushed for greater consultation, such as the Mount Polly mine in south-central British Columbia, which was the site of a tailings dam breach in 2014. "How is Mark Carney going to really enact free, prior and informed consent within the legislation?" TG asked. "Perhaps," he went on, "this is just a start. The next step," he said, "is for Carney to get out, visit and engage with First Nations across the country." Over 250 First Nation leaders, regional organizations and other representatives attended the First Nations Major Projects Summit. Carney took the opportunity to discuss how the new legislation is designed to grow Canada's economy and contribute to greater prosperity for Indigenous communities, reads a news release on the Prime Minister's website. "It's time to build big projects that will transform and connect our economy," Carney said in the release, adding that shared leadership with Indigenous peoples is central to the task. "Working in partnership, we can seize this opportunity and build lasting prosperity for generations." The federal government is putting new measures in place to facilitate Indigenous partnership on major projects, including creating an Indigenous Advisory Council comprised of First Nations, Inuit, Métis and Modern Treaty and self-government representatives. The council is intended to work closely with Canada's new Major Federal Projects Office to ensure Indigenous perspectives and priorities are involved in the nation-building projects. As well, the federal government is introducing $40 million in new funding streams to facilitate Indigenous participation and is doubling the Indigenous Loan Guarantee Program to help Indigenous communities gain full equity ownership in major nation-building projects. Tim Hodgson, K. Canada's Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, said partnerships with First Nations is a key part of the work towards strengthening Canada's economy and with that, the country's sovereignty. It's clear, if we are serious about retooling our economy, then reconciliation must be front and center, not just at today's summit, but in perpetuity, Hodgson said in news release. Carney is expected to meet with the Inuit Crown Partnership Committee and with Métis leadership separately to advance discussions,